you will be among the many dignitaries speaking there. The president is going to be here, President Biden, but you're more than just a dignitary speaking at this thing. You were close to Walter Mondale, and I was hoping you could maybe just share some thoughts with me about the former vice president.
Sure. He is, you know, we waited for this memorial because of the pandemic, obviously, but that doesn't make it any less important. It's actually more important, given where our world is right now and the people of Ukraine standing up for their democracy and people of America standing with them. Walter Mondale stood for democracy and good government and civility and dignity and decency in politics his entire life. And we're going to be able to celebrate that life on Sunday. We're going to be able to talk about all that he did. And it's not just all the bills he passed. He was an incredibly prolific senator. It's not just all of the work that he did as a crusading attorney general for the state of Minnesota at a young age, or the fact that he picked the first woman vice president for a major party ticket. It is the resilience in his career. I remember when he lost the presidency. You know, he could have just crawled under a desk, but instead he went on to be the ambassador to Japan. He went on to mentor so many young people at the University of Minnesota. And he was a mentor to me. He gave me my first job in politics as an intern. And from there, he stood with me, including telling me to run for Senate and including telling people in Washington that they could actually pronounce my last name and I could win.
Did he have any trouble pronouncing your last name, or was that easy for him?
Walter Mondale could always pronounce my last name because he was a big fan of northern Minnesota. Even though he was a son of a Lutheran minister from southern Minnesota, he always understood the Slovenian influence up there in northern Minnesota.
You talked about good government and civility, and I had the good fortune to speak with Vice President Mondale on several occasions. And one of the last times I spoke with him, that was one of the key messages that he wanted to get out to people, was that he missed that civility in discourse for politics. And I think, you know, to hear that from him, he obviously represented very strongly that civility in politics that we seem to have gotten away from. Is there a way we can get back to it, do you think?
I do, and I think sometimes when the cause is big and so important, that happens, as we're seeing right now with Ukraine. My friend John McCain once said that there's nothing more liberating in life than fighting for a cause larger than yourself. Well, we are now coming out of this pandemic, and I don't want us to be 300 million plus silos. I want us to be together as one nation. We're always going to have differences of opinion, but it's how you debate those differences and how you respect each other that matters. He had ferocious battles. He ran for president. That's not an easy thing to do, but he never lost the grounding of what he was about and our country was about, and that dignity and decency. And I think one thing people didn't know about him was he actually had a really great sense of humor. He always had that very stoic Norwegian face and was very cautious in his words, but he was actually pretty funny. And one of my funnest memories was when he was trying to elevate me by introducing me to President Clinton, and I was very excited. And at the time, I was a partner at the law firm where Walter Mondale worked. And he brought me up to President Clinton and very much, very proud. He said, "This is Amy, Mr. President. She's my partner." And Clinton was to laugh, and I quickly interjected, "He means at the law firm." And Hill, of course, roared laughing when he realized how it sounded, what he had said. But he always had a way of believing that the work was serious, so serious, but not always taking himself seriously.
Obviously, Walter Mondale had a long life in politics, and I know a lot of us get our sense of if not necessarily political leanings, our sense of a connection to politics from our parents. And I know, obviously, your mom was a teacher and your dad was a columnist for the Star Tribune. Did they have any influence on you in terms of your politics and looking up to Walter Mondale for what he'd been able to accomplish up to that point and then becoming vice president?
Well, sure. You know, my dad kind of used his newspaper column as a bully pulpit. He was always fighting for people who needed a voice, and he did that because they wrote him letters and told him what was wrong, and he would take on their cause. And my mom taught second grade, and they loved Walter Mondale because I think they thought he was, first of all, everyone had so much pride in the fact that we had not one but two vice presidents from Minnesota. The joke at the time that is that Minnesota moms would bounce their kids on their knees and say, one day you can grow up to be vice president. But it was this point of pride. And he also was really, he was from our state, this son of this small town minister, so humble. And I think my parents liked that about him too. He literally went from a tiny town in southern Minnesota to negotiating the peace agreement in the Middle East. Walter Mondale did that.
And one last thing, Senator Klobuchar, you may have addressed this to some extent already, but since we are going to be memorializing Walter Mondale this weekend, moving forward, what do you think is his legacy ultimately?
His legacy was always being grounded in the truth. I remember being in the Carter Museum in Atlanta a few years back, and I was, you know, like a geek looking for all the Mondale memorabilia. Where's Joan's dress, I would say. And I saw on the wall the words that Walter Mondale uttered right after they had lost the election. And what he said was, we told the truth, we obeyed the law, we kept the peace. We told the truth, we obeyed the law, we kept the peace. I don't know what more can be said about a man, but that really says it all about Walter Mondale. And that's what he said after they lost.